BBC Radio News at 7 o'clock. But now on Radio 4, it's time to join the Archers.
Worried Walter may feel unwanted and that Dan and Doris may be finding coping with him too much, Jill is determined that it should come to Brookfield.
There.
Walter, you mind if I disturb your work for a moment?
No, it's you, Jill. Trust me, I'll tell you.
I just wanted to ask you something.
Can't be a bit. Just finishing this.
What's it going to be?
A rocking crib for Jennifer's bed.
Like the one you made for Pat and Tony?
Oh, same, but different. Jerry would listen.
I bet she'll be pleased.
Well, what was it you wanted, my love?
Well, for a start, to apologize for Phil the other day. He didn't mean to upset you.
Oh, well, me and Dan was busy, that's all. So how's me right for getting in the way?
No grudges?
No, of course not.
So, all's forgiven then.
Well, really, man, you speak in awe.
Now, what does that mean?
Well, have to watch myself in future, won't I? Keep out from where I ain't wanted. Then all of us stay spells and no aggravation. I must say Dan and Doris have been more than kind to me, putting me up like they have. But all good things have to come to an end, don't I?
Well, if that's what you're thinking, perhaps now's the time to ask you a favor.
Oh, well, ask away, love. I ain't promising nothing, mind.
I think Mum should take it a bit easier.
And looking after me as well as Dan don't help better.
I didn't say that.
That is what you meant, and you're perfectly right, Jill. Yes, it's about time I did move on.
That's what I wondered. I'd like you to come and stay with us at Brookfield.
And you're afraid I'd been put off by Phil acting like he didn't want to know, eh?
We've got plenty of space. There's Kenton's old room for a start.
Oh, dear me, love, you've got an heart of gold. And I remember when Brookfield was almost like a second home to me in the old days.
So you wouldn't feel a stranger there, would you?
That's just it, love. I would. No offense meant, dear, but it ain't a place I'd feel easy in. No, it ain't for me.
That isn't being very fair on Mum and Dad, is it?
Oh, I thought about them as well as you and Phil. And you're right. They must have had enough of a clumsy old codger like me, even if they won't admit it.
You can't just walk out with nowhere to go.
Well, who says I ain't got somewhere else to go to?
It'd be just like you to go back to your old place, even if it's hardly got a roof on it. You won't, will you?
No, my love, no. Not until it's properly done up. Any day now I'm going to hear from Nelson. I'm sure of that.
But where will you go?
Well, that's my little secret, my love. But I have got somewhere in mind. Don't you worry. I'll be all right. Because I ain't short of pals, you know.
So this Clifford fellow's with George and I was in Nora.
Yes, but don't tell George I knew he was coming, will you?
No, of course I won't. Would he do any good, though?
He's Terry's social worker, so he knows the boy as well as anyone.
But you said he'd gone to talk to George, and I thought George didn't hold much with social workers.
Well, he gets on all right with Clifford now. They both speak their minds, but they've both got Terry's interests at heart. He's been so quiet these past few days, I don't like it.
You don't think the lad will do anything foolish, do you? Oh,
well, I can't help remembering what he's done in the past, and he isn't one to do things by half.
No, no, this is Dad. Maybe that's why they're rubbing each other up the wrong way. Two of a kind.
Well, you'd think they'd see each other's point of view, then.
Oh, maybe there's more at the bottom on it than we know is a bit. But it'll sort itself out, you will see.
Oh, let's hope so. Oh, hello, Gordon.
Oh, hello, then. All right.
Shouldn't you be doing the rounds this evening?
Didn't you know this pub was part of my beat?
Got to see what the local villains are getting up to, haven't I, Tom?
I don't know, as I like the way you looked at me when you said that, Gordon, me lad. So I'll have that drink as you was going to offer me after all.
Listen to that. Gamekeeper turned poacher. Get a man a half. For me as well, eh?
Two halves it is. And if you're looking for Joe Grundy or his lads, they've not been in all evening.
Maybe they're having a rest.
Perhaps that's what they'd like you to be thinking.
Nora's right, you know. Oh, never take Joe for granted. Tries all sorts of tricks and never the same one twice. Oh, he'd have given a lot to it and have him at it. Don't worry. He'll not get away with it forever, man.
There's yours, Mr. Forrest.
Ah, thanks, then. Right, well, cheers then, Gordon, and good hunting.
Depends how you mean, doesn't it?
I've an idea. He's not in an environment.
Oh, ah. You've got your eye on this joint then, lad.
Nobody new in the village, is there?
Thought you'd know about that, Tom.
Well, there's been no visitors, not to my knowledge.
Not yet, maybe. But, come this time Friday.
Hey, now hang on, lad. You don't mean a Grey Gable.
Lots of visitors there.
And one special female.
Oh, who's this then?
The boss's girlfriend. Going on safari in the park, both of them this Saturday.
You watch your step, my lad.
Oh, you're never serious. Miss Dexter has not looked twice at you, Gordon.
I've looked twice at her, I'll tell you.
When the boss wasn't around, I'll bet.
I don't get steamed up, Tom. I know where I stand, all right. But that's no reason for not admiring a bonny lass, is it?
That roving eye of yours is going to get you into trouble one of these days. There's yours, Gordon.
Ah, thanks.
And you stay clear, Gordon, my lad. Chetwood is pretty keen on that young lady. And he won't stand any nonsense from you.
I've told you. I know me place, all right. Anyway, what's this about the new manager that's coming soon? Italian, is he?
So Peggy said. Should be here at the end of the month. A young fella, she said he was.
Oh, you'll have to look out, Gordon. It'll be real competition for the ladies then. So away with it.
Hello, Walter. Where are you off to?
Oh, hello, Colin, lad. Oh, just out for a bit of a stroll, you know. Pleasant morning.
Well, I've heard of folks going for a walk and taking a dog for company, but not a suitcase.
Oh, you won't let on, will you?
What are you up to? Stealing Dan Archer's best silver?
Oh, got a criminal mind, you has. But, you know, that's an idea I didn't think of.
What? Stealing?
Well, I suppose I'd have to get put inside, wouldn't I? What sort of accommodation have you got, lad? Running hot and cold and decent food, and I won't accept nothing less.
Accommodation? The only sort I've got is a cell in Borchester Nick.
Oh, well, maybe I'm a prospective client, lad. Got central heating, have they?
I thought you were staying with Dan Archer till something was done to fix up your cottage.
Changed me mind. Like that there fella Tozer.
Huh? Well, he was a tramp.
A gentleman of the road. I'm moving on, same as him.
You're not kidding me that you're a vagrant.
Well, I got no fixed abode, ain't I?
You're a ratepayer, Walter. You've got a home to go to.
Oh, it lets in the rain and it's got beetle in the roof. What does I do to get picked up by the police, eh? Knock your helmet off.
You're a bit lively for this time of the morning. What's it all about?
Like I said, I'm moving on.
You haven't been making a nuisance of yourself, have you? Has Dan Archer kicked you out?
I've got me dignity, Colin. I vacated the premises before I was given the push. Saves embarrassment all round that way.
I thought you'd been happy there.
Oh, I was, but there's limits to what you can expect folks to do in the way of favours. So I'm off before they says good riddance.
Well, nobody can stop you. But where are you going?
That'd be telling, wouldn't it?
But you have somewhere to go.
Oh, if you're going to give me the third degree, I'll sit on my suitcase.
I'll do better than that. Come on, hop in.
I will. Where we are going?
Wherever you say. Then I shall know where you're going and make sure you get there safe and sound. All right?
By golly, why not? There's nothing like arriving in style, is there? Drive on, MacDuff.
And there's no budging him, Chris. So where he's going, I've no idea.
Are you sure he's thinking of leaving Glebe Cottage? He wasn't just pulling a leg.
When the time comes, he said. The only thing I'm sure of is that he won't come here.
He didn't seem sure whether he'd outstayed his welcome with Mum and Dad when I spoke to him.
Didn't he say anything then? No hints or clues?
Not a word.
Then what is he up to?
Well, he's got plenty of places to choose from.
Yes, as he said, he isn't short of friends.
Mind you, now you come to mention it.
Have you remembered something?
I last saw him at his cottage, looking the place over, he said.
Oh, did you hear about the estimates he's had?
2,000 for the thatching alone.
Hey, have either of you two seen Walter anywhere about?
Walter? Why would he be here, Dad?
Well, he must have gone somewhere.
Gone? How do you mean? He hasn't left you, has he?
Packed his toothbrush and walked out soon after breakfast. No note, nothing. Your mum doesn't know what to think.
So he's gone and done it.
You mean to say you knew about it? Why didn't you tell us?
Didn't say he was actually leaving today, Dad. But he did say he decided you and Mum had had enough. And he turned down my offer for him to come and stay here.
Did he? Then where's he gone to? That's what I want to know.
We were just wondering if he'd try going back to his own place.
Ah, you know, maybe you're right. All that business of him knowing when he wasn't wanted, it's only natural he'd go off on his own.
We can't let him do it, Dad. I'm going over to Honeysuckle Cottage now to tell him.
No, love. He's not a child, so don't go treating him like one. Leave him be for a bit.
Give him a while, then try and persuade him, you mean?
Yes, just let it rest for a little. Then we'll see.
So Clifford and I left it at that, Colin. We'll try and get Terry his way, and we'll both keep an eye on the lad, on the quiet.
Sound sense, I suppose.
I know. He's a social worker, and they can be all airy-fairy, but he's all right.
Oh, now that's a compliment coming from you.
Well, we've both seen enough of the awkward sort, Colin. We haven't got a lot of time for coppers, some of them.
A problem of communication.
Ah, they call it confidentiality. They need it to build up trust, they reckon.
Like the Samaritans.
Yeah.
The trouble is, half the cases Clifford handles are out-and-out villains.
Now, well, Terry isn't. Not yet.
Well, he's had his fling, George. That business in London served its purpose, and it's done.
Just to get my attention, you mean?
Well, it did, didn't it?
Yeah.
As soon as you knew about it, you got to him, and he ended up where he wanted to be, with his dad.
Ah, but this is different.
Now, the drinking, you mean? Terry's not unique that way.
Oh, times have changed, haven't they? A kid found in that state when I was in the force would
have been... Different kind of law and order in those days. People believed in it then. Made their kids live up to it, too. Nowadays, people don't bother and leave it to us to clear up the mess.
Do you reckon you could pitch in, too, Colin?
I don't see much of him. Is he likely to be at the youth club? I drop him there now and then.
Oh, he says it bores him. He plays snooker there on and off. But it might be a flashpoint.
Doing what?
Well, you know, something stupid to let off steam. Vandalism, graffiti, a punch-up in the dark.
Well, they've kept clear of that sort of trouble so far. It'd be a pity if he started it.
Hey, George, where have you been, man?
Oh, I'm sorry, Gordon. I've not been talking too much.
Planning an anti-terrorist campaign against World Woman, were you?
Oh, what sort of trouble are you expecting? Booby-trap rabbit holes?
Well, we've had someone putting snares down, if that interests you. Not amateur, either.
Well, the price of meat and fish will be back to the old days, when most of the village went out poaching.
Never. With a Geordie and an ex-copper waiting to jump on them. No. It's more likely the poachers will come and ask for police protection.
What on earth are you doing here, Walter?
Oh, hello, Chris, love. Been waiting ages, I have.
He's been looking all over the place for you.
Well, you did come looking here, did you?
Oh, you should have told Mum and Dad. What happened to you?
Oh, backed up and left, didn't I? Only fair it was.
A little worried stiff, wondering where you'd end up for the night.
Oh, now, don't be cross with me, love. I only done what I thought was right.
Jill wasn't very pleased with you for not wanting to stay at Brookfield.
Oh, well, had somewhere better in mind, didn't I?
You might have told her. Where?
Well, ain't it obvious? I've come to stay with you and Paul.
What? Oh, Walter, why didn't you tell me?
Well, they think I needed to, the way you spoke that other day. Oh, but maybe I should have asked first.
No, you're right. I invited you and I meant it. I just didn't think you'd take me up on it quite so quickly, that's all.
No, but you were smashing, Betty.
I can get me case out now. It is behind this here bush, just in case you decided to put me off.
Oh, I wouldn't do that. And you need a roof over your head, don't you?
Oh, you don't reckon Paul's going to shout at me?
Of course he won't.
Oh, that's grand. I knew you wouldn't let me down, love.